Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to shape a jungle bass line for a deep jungle atmosphere in Ableton Live 12 using a sampling first workflow. And the big idea here is simple. We're not just making a bass sound heavy, we're making it feel like it belongs under chopped breaks, smoky pads, and that dark, damp, late night DNB energy. Now, if you're new to jungle, here's the mindset shift. A jungle bass line usually isn't just one long synth note running forever. It's more like a performance. Short phrases, little gaps, call and response, and enough variation to keep the loop alive. That's what makes it breathe with the drums. So let's build this from the ground up. First, open a fresh Ableton Live set and set your tempo to 165 BPM. That sits right in classic jungle territory, and it also works really well for modern rolling DNB. Then create a few tracks, one MIDI track for your bass source, one audio track for resampling later, and one track for your drums or breakbeat. If you want, you can also set up a return track for a little reverb or delay later on, but don't worry about that yet. Since this lesson is about sampling, we're going to start with simpler. Drag in a short bass sample. This could be a clean sub hit, a restyle stab, a bass note from an older project, or even a sample from your own library. The important thing is that it's short and usable. Put simpler into classic mode and tighten it up so it behaves like a one-shot. Move the start point until the attack feels clean. If the sample has a messy front edge, trim that away. We want the note to hit fast and feel controlled. A sample length somewhere around 100 to 300 milliseconds is a good beginner starting point for a punchy bass hit. And for now, keep glide or portamento off. We want a solid, simple source before we get fancy. Now let's protect the low end. In jungle, the sub is the anchor. It has to stay stable while the drums do all that chaotic magic. So after simpler, at EQ 8, if your sample has too much noisy top end, low pass it somewhere around 120 to 200 HE, or just gently clean up the unnecessary highs. Don't overdo it. You still want the character of the sample. After that, add utility and set the width to 0%. That keeps the bass centered and mono. That's a really important move in DNB. If the low end gets wide, it can sound huge in headphones and weak on speakers. So the sub stays mono. Always. If your sample doesn't have enough real low-end weight, you can layer in a second simpler or operator beneath it with a pure sine wave. Keep that layer super simple, just a sine, no extra modulation, fast attack, short release. That's your foundation. Think of the sub as the floor of the track, not the flashy part. Now let's turn this into an actual jungle phrase. Create a 1-bar or 2-bar MIDI clip and keep it simple. Start with a root note on beat 1. Then add a short response note on an offbeat or later in the bar. Maybe add a lower or higher variation on beat 3, or the end of 3, and then leave some space. That space matters a lot. A good beginner jungle phrase often feels like call and response. One note says something, another note answers, then a gap, then the loop repeats with a little variation so it doesn't sound robotic. That's the vibe. Try keeping most notes short. Around an eighth note to a quarter note. You can hold some notes a little longer when you want them to speak more, but don't make everything the same length. Jungle groove comes from contrast. Short stabs against slightly longer hits. Movement against silence. That's the secret sauce. And here's a teacher tip. Think in phrases, not just notes. If your first bar says something, make the second bar answer it instead of just copying it exactly. Even a tiny change can make the loop feel much more musical. Next, we're going to add movement with filtering. Put auto filter after simpler, or after the bass layer if you've split your sub and mid-range. Set it to a low pass filter and start fairly dark. A cutoff somewhere, around 120 to 250 at seed, is good if you want a moody intro feel. If you want a bit more bite, you can open it up more, maybe into the 300 to 800 HC range. Keep resonance modest, maybe 10 to 25%. You want some edge, not an annoying whistle. Now automate that filter over 4 or 8 bars. Open it slightly as the section builds. Close it down during tension or breakdown moments. You can even add a tiny resonance bump before a phrase change to make it feel like the bass is leaning forward. That's a really simple way to make the line feel alive without writing a complicated melody. If you want, you can also automate the filter inside Simpler itself. That works especially well if your sample has a rough top end that you only want to reveal a little later in the phrase. Now let's add a bit of dirt, because jungle bass usually needs some grit to sit properly against the break. Use saturator on the bass track. Start with just a few dB of drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, and turn on soft clip. Then reduce the output so you're matching level, not just making it louder. That's important. We want character, not just volume. If the top end gets sharp after saturation, add another EQ8 and tame any harshness around 2 to 6 kHz. You can also try a little redux, overdrive, or drum bus, but keep it subtle. Beginner rule: if you hear the effect more than you hear the bass, it's probably too much. We want the bass to feel like it has attitude, not like it's falling apart. Now here's one of the best parts of this workflow: resampling. Create an audio track and set it to record the bass track, either by resampling or by routing the bass into it. Then record a few bars while the drums are playing. Why do this? Because now you're capturing the whole performance. The notes, the filter movement, the saturation, and the groove all printed into audio. And audio is powerful in jungle. Once it's audio, you can chop it, reverse it, nudge it, and treat it like a drum performance. That's where a lot of the classic energy comes from. Not from perfect synth programming, but from editing audio like a drummer or sampler would. After recording, drag that audio into a new track or into simpler and start experimenting. Chop it into smaller hits. Reverse one hit before a phrase change. Nudge one note slightly ahead of the beat if you want more urgency. Leave a gap before the snare if you want more bounce. Little edits like that can instantly make the bass feel more alive and more jungle. Now bring the drums into the picture and check how the bass interacts with the breakbeat. Use a chopped break or a simple drum loop. Make sure the kick and snare are clear. If you want that classic feel, the break should have life and swing. Don't flatten it with too much compression. Let the ghost notes and hat ticks do their thing. Listen closely to where the snare lands. In jungle, the bass should usually give the snare room to breathe. If the bass is constantly fighting the snare, the whole groove gets cramped. A really practical move is to shorten the bass note before the snare, then let a short bass hit answer right after. That creates conversation between the bass and the drums. Also, watch the kick. If a bass note is colliding too hard with the kick, move it, shorten it, or remove that note altogether. Sometimes the smartest bass line is the one that leaves a little space. Now let's talk stereo discipline, because this is where a lot of beginners get tripped up. Bass in D and B should usually be wide only in the upper harmonics, not in the sub. Keep your sub mono. If you add width, do it on a mid bass or texture layer, not on the low end itself. A simple layered approach works great here. The sub stays clean and centered. The mid bass can have a little more movement or stereo interest. If you want to add shimmer or motion, do it on a higher layer only. You could even add a subtle chorus ensemble or auto pan to a duplicated upper layer, but leave the sub alone. That way the low end stays focused while the top feels more animated. And here is a good sanity check. If your bass sounds huge in headphones but falls apart on speakers, the low end is probably too wide or too messy. Now we're in the arrangement mindset. A deep jungle atmosphere isn't just about the loop itself. It's about how the loop evolves over time. So think in sections. Maybe the first 8 bars are filtered and teasing the bass. Then the full bass line comes in. Later, you remove one bass note every other bar to create tension. Then, before the next section, you add a higher response note or a short reverse sample. Simple automation targets can do a lot here. Auto filter cutoff, saturator drive, simpler filter, volume automation, even a reverb send on just one bass stab if you want a little atmosphere. And one classic jungle trick is the tiny dropout. Mute the bass for half a bar or even one beat before the return. That little gap can make the next hit feel massive. A few common mistakes to avoid here. Don't make the bass line too long and continuous. Jungle bass needs to breathe. Don't overwiden the low end. Keep the sub mono. Don't distort the whole bass so much that you lose the weight. And don't ignore the snare. The snare is the backbeat anchor, and the bass has to respect that space. If the line feels too polite, here are some ways to darken it up a bit. Add a quiet mid-bass layer under the sub so the line reads on smaller speakers. Try tiny pitch movement on sampled hits for a little unease. Drop a note to the fifth or an octave below the root at the end of every 4 bars for extra weight, or add one slightly wrong note as tension. In jungle, a little dissonance can sound dark and exciting instead of incorrect. Here's a really useful exercise. Make a 4-bar jungle bass loop with a mono sub, a dirty mid layer, at least 2 different note lengths, 1 resampled audio chop, 1 automation move, and 1 silent gap for tension. Keep it simple. No more than 5 MIDI notes per bar. Then check the whole thing in mono. If you can make a 2-bar bass loop feel deep, moody, and lock to the break, you're already doing real jungle work. That's the engine of the track. And once that engine is moving, everything else, the pads, the effects, the chops, the arrangement, starts to make sense around it. So the big takeaway is this. Start with a sampled bass source, keep the low end solid and mono, shape it into short musical phrases, resample it, and let it interact with the breakbeat. That's how you get that proper jungle atmosphere. Alright, now it's your turn. Load a bass sample, build a short phrase, resample it, and make it breathe with the drums. Keep it focused, keep it dark, and don't be afraid to leave space. That space is part of the groove.